this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal.
Welcome back to another episode of 182B.podcast on Instagram, and you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify. I'm Homero, and we have Crystal.
Hello, hello.
How's everyone been doing? Let us know. It's been a whole month. As you know, we switched to doing a monthly podcast instead of bi-weekly, and that is also because we have a lot on our plate going on. But this being said, we never miss a chance to binge watch our favorite shows or just shows in general, because with all the stuff we have on our plate, we need to like just lay back and relax and watch. So, absolutely. Crystal, what have you been watching?
Oh, literally, like, just last night / today, I've been, like, watching True Beauty, as you know. Because I literally finished the whole entire show within, like, the 16 hours, maybe less, like, 15 hours, because I skipped a couple of parts, but
no, what?
Well, the no, because like fast forward the parts, like I know what goes on because I read the subtitle, but I'm like, but I just like skip like all the emotions and stuff sometimes because either it's too much or like I'm like a little bored.
Oh my god, it's usually too much for me at one point. But I get what you mean. I'm kind of disappointed it took you this long. But still, at least you came through and watched it. So good job.
Uh-huh. At least I finally watched it, okay. And I watched it within 24 hours. So.
So guys, Crystal messaged me and she's like, can we postpone this podcast for like another hour or two because I have two episodes left. And I'm like, okay. And I had to because it's True Beauty. How can I like,
oh my gosh, it was beautiful though. I was like crying from the first episode and then I was like, oh, it's so lovey-dovey and like beautiful, and then I'm like, oh, but then it's so sad, but then it's like, oh. But then it's like, oh my gosh, my heart hurts so much because of Sojun and like, and all the things that happened. Like,
Yeah, it was painful. It, like, the staircase scene, even when at the concert when they're singing and they both shed tears.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like shedding my tear myself because I'm like, this is too emotional.
Yeah, literally my family around me was like, what are you doing? Why are you shouting all this stuff? And like, you know, and I'm like shouting in Korean, so they don't understand what I'm saying. They're just like, what's wrong with this girl?
That's so funny. And I have a feeling, like, I don't know about you. I think I like couldn't care more about the girl anymore at this point. I was more like, I like the guys and I want their bond and I love their bond and I just want to see them now because, like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, their bond was so strong. Like, you could see it from the first episode even. Like, even though they're against each other, they're like, they love each other.
Yeah. Damn. Hardcore deep. But yeah, it was such a great, great show, man. And you know there's rumors about them having a season 2? I don't know if it's real or not, but I don't want it to happen because it'll just ruin the show.
Yeah, it was perfect the way it is.
It is, right? I agree. If that is the case, then I'm gonna be disappointed, but I'll still watch it. So I took like, I think last month I started back on my Asian content again, but last month I kind of took a slight break from watching K and C sh dramas, even Thai, because I was like, I need a break. I should try some English. So I watched Ginny and Georgia. I binged it. It
Yes.
was good. It was good, but it was also like, eh. It was like, I want to give it a 7 or a 6.57. That's what I want to give it. I
I
think
agree.
the lead actress, the mom, I'm really bad. I don't know their names. I'm really bad at that. But the mom, she did an amazing job in her role.
No,
Yeah, I'll
I
say
think
that.
the like Jenny did a great like the actress for Jenny was really good too.
She was.
But like both of them together, like they're very strong. And that's what made the show definitely.
I wonder where she, like, you finished it?
Oh, of course. I watch
Okay, I wonder
everything.
where she went. She drove off.
Yes, that's so true.
Like,
Where
I wonder if she went
what's the
to.
future for her? Like, is she gonna end up like her mother? Honestly, that's more what I think.
From the steps, but she has her little brother, so I wonder if she took him to the jail to see the dad. I wonder.
Oh my
But, like.
goodness, I hope not. I don't think their dad is like a good person. It doesn't seem like it.
Because. Well, yeah, because Georgia, even though she was wild, she still protected her kids from
Oh, we should
anything.
have done a warning before this.
Pardon?
We should have done a warning before this.
Oh, oops, oops, disclaimer. But you know, it's not like the show ended, so we know there's a second season coming.
It's
I
okay.
think
Like,
that's.
if you haven't watched it by this point, you should have watched it by this point.
Exactly. Also, like for me, like I think this is the reason why I don't like to watch too much English shows because they have seasons. But when I watch a Korean show or Chinese show, it's like you get it all together and then end. Except for Love Alarm. Okay, mind you, Love Alarm, second season, I'm very disappointed. That's just my opinion. But
Well, I
not very
haven't
pleased
even
with that
watched
show.
that yet.
Girl, don't, I
I
wouldn't
did not
recommend
think
it.
the concept was good enough for me to watch, no offense. Though
Yeah,
I
I don't
love the main
recommend it either.
actress and I love one of the actors too. I watch all his stuff, but
Oh
still.
yeah, I remember. But what I'm saying is like most of these like East Asian shows, it's like you watch it all and it finishes, and there's no like dragging it for another year. Oh, come back after 6 months or 1 year and we're gonna show you this. No. And
Like,
I think that's also
yeah, I
why Love
agree.
Alarm failed miserably.
Well,
Because we're not used to it. We're not used to waiting for this. And it's only 8 episodes, and they released it a year later. And I think more because COVID postponed it. But I think the expectation grew way too high, and they fell short. Yeah.
yeah.
Another one I binge watched was Superstore. I don't know if you tried that, but it is like light humor, but also controversial. Had some things they say that are kind of, I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but I watched
Oh,
it.
it's not appropriate.
I don't want to give too much away.
See, yeah. No, I watched Superstore like before it was like on Netflix or whatever, like when it was first came out. Because
I
I'm
never knew about
a
it because I don't have Dish or whatever satellite.
It was on TV.
I don't have cable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That's why I never knew about it.
Well, okay, I only know about all these shows because I used to be, like, such a, like, I looked at every single show, like, kind of thing.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, I still, I like, sort of do, but, like, not as, like, religiously as I used to. So, yeah, that period of time was when I, like, watched stuff religiously, so... of course I watched it, but yeah, like I loved it. I loved the humor, and it's such like a heartwarming show, even though like it's a little inappropriate at times and like a little like, why are they saying these things? But
yeah, I'm quite concerned, and then sometimes he would say stuff that is very, very like what I said, controversial, and I was like, I can't believe they said it in a show. Like, yeah, what?
But I love that they said it, like, too. Like, wow.
Research about.
I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I love that they, like, put themselves out there. Like, they're not afraid to, like, offend people. No offense. No offense. But,
when
like...
in 2021, everyone's being... getting hurt by the...
I know, everyone's like, so, whatever, but I don't, like, are, like, that was, like, back then, and, like, people were, I wouldn't say, like, they were less sensitive, really, but, like, the people were more open to, like, saying those kind of things.
Yeah, it's so hard to, like, even comment about this, because you're, like, hesitant about... like, what I'm gonna say isn't gonna turn out wrong.
I mean, you and me, like, we're, like, two, like, South Asian women, right? We have a right to say yeah. some things and whatnot.
That is so true. What else? So I started rewatching Kim's Convenience 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Even though, like on Netflix, it doesn't have all of it, and I finished it before, and I was waiting on CTV to, like, for it to come online.
CBC.ca.
Right? Yeah, that's
Canadians, we get to watch it all.
That's where I watched what I couldn't find on Netflix. But mm-hmm. I watched it there, and I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that was another show.
Yeah, I love Kim's Convenience. That's definitely one of, like, the best binge-watching shows, I think. Like, I will always, like, rewatch. Like, literally, one of my friends said that family is, like, my family. Because, I mean, we're not Korean, but, like, we're like, an Asian family... Christian family living in like Toronto area, so
that's so true.
So it's like, wow. It's, and I'm like, oh yeah, I see a lot of like the things in my family within this family. So
it's funny because like, even though, yeah, what you said, they're Korean, but they're still like, I think it's an Asian thing, like mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what Asian you are, but like even South Asians, right? I think that family bonding, the way families communicate in
yeah, family structures.
It's structure that is the more relatable thing in it. Even mm-hmm. like, I don't know, there's so many elements when she gets mad at her parents for taking care of Jung more than her, or supporting Jung more than her on every little achievement. And I feel like that happens. That definitely happens. It might not be like a daughter and son thing or a gender thing, but low key, it has some importance of gender there that mm-hmm. they put. And that's a thing that happens back home where they prefer, and this sounds bad, but like it is what it is. And it's more so that they support sons more and over mm-hmm. daughters. And
there's just like a pride with it. It is. Mm-hmm. It's just. The culture, right?
Unfortunate. There will be change in the hopefully now.
Yeah, I hopefully there's always change and that we're always gonna be reaching to better heights.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, but it was cute. I like it. It's very normal. They go to college, university, and there are and the fact that she's an art student and we're like basically art students.
Oh,
Well,
I
you
was
were.
definitely an art
You
student.
specifically were.
Yeah. Like, we
I
might not
was.
be taking the same things, but we are very similar.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, actually, you even go, you are actually quite similar to the role, now that I think of
Exactly.
it.
I'm just like, I am her.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Is your sister like junk?
I actually kind of, sort of, because the only thing is she's not a rebel at all. But besides that, like, the way that they act and stuff a little. Yeah.
Else? I've been also watching like crime shows that Netflix been putting up, those documentaries. By the way, I'm sorry, I say Netflix a lot because as you can tell, like I'm more subscribed to Netflix, although my brother does have a Prime account and I do have access to it, but I just never get around that. And then I have Viki, which I always use, but I'm trying to not always talk about my, well, actually I always do
Korean
anyways.
teen dramas. Just
I
talk
know.
about it. You know,
They're
I was
so
talking
cheesy.
about. Okay, no, wait, first, let me talk about like one of the best, like the K dramas I think everyone should binge watch, which is Descendants of the Sun.
Really? You know, I'm kind of disappointed with their whole breakup, I mean, divorce situation.
Yes, of course. Yo, I'm so sad about that, but like
It
that
is what it is.
drama was like absolutely like I don't know why. It's just up there for me. Like always will be up there.
I have the songs on my like liked list on Netflix. I mean, sorry, Spotify. Every time I see, I'm not gonna sing. I did not do that. Sorry, guys.
I definitely have to rewatch that. No matter like what happened between their relationship, I'm like, I need to rewatch that.
For you, that's that. Mine would be Strong Girl Bongsoon. Sorry, I need to. It
I
has
can't
everything one can
support
need.
that anymore. I'm sorry.
Has everything. It's got the romance. It's got the thriller. It's got the suspense. It's got the cute lovey-dovey.
I
It's got
know, but
friendship.
like, I can't support it anymore. I just can't. It's just all because of one actor. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get it?
I'm the one who told you that too.
Yeah! But I'm so disappointed now. And like every time I'm gonna watch it, I'm just gonna be like a little disappointed.
I get what you mean, but you know, there's the main couple is still there. Let's look into that. Focus on that. You can skip the scenes of the other. I actually never felt bad for him in the show that he didn't get the girl because I never liked him in that show specifically. Like
Yeah, I
Kim
didn't
Ho,
feel ba
because
as bad for him like I do like Sun Ho or such a
for real. Oh my
Yeah, like
God.
I don't know
Like,
what's happening
wait,
with
he
these
is.
like new dramas or whatever,
They're
but
making
they're
the second
really
lead so
putting up like
strong.
the second main character like really so much. Like even oh, what's the show?
The SLS has been high. Like from startup to this True Beauty, both of them, both the second leads amazing work. They both deserve a better main lead. They both deserve to be loved. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. And I'm ready to give them that love.
There's another one that I was like, I like the second lead so much better. Like, I know the guys in, I don't remember. I just remember the guy. I really like the guy. He's in Zia. Kim Dong Joon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. More Than Friends, that's what it was. Oh my gosh, when he was in the drama, I was like, he's so much better. How can you not love him? He's the best.
That's actually, yeah.
Oh, one Netflix drama that I think that would be really good to binge right now would be The Irregulars.
I didn't start that. Like, there's a lot of the Korean shows, even Vincenzo, apparently it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I saw clips of it. It was pretty hilarious. I wasn't gonna watch it at first, but, like, I do, like, I love the main actress. And like, you know,
I'm waiting for it to finish.
Yeah. But.
Cause, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's what I'm doing too. But and like, also the new create.
So I'll probably watch it after.
Which one? What?
I said Ramadan is coming up in like 9 days or something. So,
so you have to watch it after. Yeah.
Got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. Oh yeah, I was saying I've been watching like crime shows on Netflix, documentaries that are usually 4 episodes long, so it's easy to binge, even though there's a lot that they cover up in that 1 hour or so of an episode. Mm-hmm. So a lot.
Which ones have you been watching?
So they had the Cecil Hotel, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know.
Hotel. Oh, I was going to say another show that I watch, Amsterdam.
Oh, New Amsterdam. Oh my gosh. I'm so obsessed with that show. I'm so obsessed.
I thought it would be like a casual show. I'll just put it on the background, you know, do my work. No, mm-hmm. it only lasted like that for 1 or 2 episodes. And after that, I was like hooked. And then next thing you know, a week goes by and I am done 5 seasons of this show. And it was great. I like how they did it. Like, in Grey's Anatomy, I only watched 1 season of that, and that one was too overcomplicated with all the love and stuff that was going on. Whereas this one, they actually, like, there's a case by case, and they focus on those people, and they try to actually help. I don't know how much, because I don't know, like, medical terms, if it's real or not, but whatever. But it sounded legit. I like how they showed people's problems and how people try to help other people and the solutions and stuff. But I also, like, they also showed the reality of the world. Like, not every time it'll be a successful case. And then the love part, it wasn't that, like, it's not all
the drama in there.
Yeah. It's not the focus.
It's not.
It's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle if there is.
Mm-hmm. That is why I love the show with, like, all my heart. Like, literally, this show, like, really changed my view on hospital shows. Because, like, what's that other show's name?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, like, really ruined me when I watched a few episodes. I was like, okay, there's too much drama. Like, well, like, the first few seasons are, like, okay, but, like, after a while, it was just like, why too much drama? Like, it's all about the drama. But then, like, this show...
Yeah, it's not about the hospital.
Mm-hmm. This show is literally about, like, real life. I feel like mm-hmm. it's real life. Mm-hmm. And, like, the reality of how things, like, happen in life. And, like, life isn't perfect. And mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking. And it's, like, things won't always go your way. But, like, you have to keep striving and keep, like... loving yourself and things that around you, and it focuses on like different people's stories, so it's not about just the doctors, right?
Yeah, I loved how they even showed how like doctors have their own personal life,
mm-hmm.
and but they're also showing how they don't like to make it affect their work when they're on this, whatever the case, like mm-hmm. The Indian actor Anupam Kher, the brain neurologist doctor yeah. in the show, he had the whole thing with his son and how his son has and his relation has kind of it's not good, and they've kind of separated, but now they're trying to bring that together. But at the same time, it's not just about him or that, it's about his patients, it's about his job at New Amsterdam and all of that too. So it's like,
yeah, honey. And the coffee girl with and with his son, I was like, oh my gosh,
I was shocked on that.
I was like a little shocked. I was like, oh, I thought they were gonna be together. Then it was really beautiful. Even though, you know, I'm losing my voice. But, like, and, like, oh, you know, and Max, like, oh, like, I can do it, like, we can do it attitude, or, like, how can I help, that line. Like, my friend has adopted that now as her, like, mantra, and I was like, I mean, that's a really hard thing to do. Like, all the time, like, how can I help? And that's it. But, like, I can never do it. But
it's a really hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. But he did a really good job. And then, like, when he was doing his cancer treatment, like, that was amazing because he showed how people, when they're going through their cancer treatment, still want to be treated the same way and not being pitied or, like... And they don't want people to show too much concern or treat them any different than a normal person, what you would say. So, like, I like that part, too. And the way how he was interacting with the medicine and how he was fearing life and death. And then, oh, my God, when... that would be too much.
Okay, we're talking too much about, like, how... What's going on in this show.
Yeah. I think we should wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, like all of these shows have a lot of heart, and like we really love it. Mm-hmm. So watch it if you haven't watched it.
And let us know what you think. And reach us out at at2b.podcast on Instagram, and to let us know. So see you next month, guys. Take care. Be safe. Adios.
Bye.